Chapter 4, The Glory of God. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verses from memory, define glory, identify the source of glory, summarize characteristics of God's glory, discuss where God reveals His glory, receive glory as a gift from God. Key verses. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Introduction. At the beginning of this series of lessons, we explained that the fire of God, His glory and true worship are spiritual forces that mobilize and equip God's people for action. See 2 Chronicles 7, 1-3. In the last chapter, you studied about the fire of God and its importance in mobilizing you for the work of the ministry by demonstrating God's presence, power, and approval, enabling your ministry, cleansing, refining, separating, trying, and providing guidance. You also learned of its value as a spiritual weapon to be used against your enemy, Satan. This chapter is the first of four lessons on the glory of God. This lesson introduces basic truths about His glory. In chapter 5, you will study the purposes of God's glory. And in chapter 6, you will learn how to glorify God. In chapters 7 and 8, you will learn how the glory of God can be restored when it has been lost. You may have been discouraged and despondent and felt cold and lifeless spiritually, but the word of the Lord is with you. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2 in the Amplified Version. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. These verses are part of a prophecy concerning Israel, the nation which is a type of the church. You are a part of the church, and so this verse indicates that God's glory is to rest upon you, singular, as well as you, plural, the church. The Lord also promised in Isaiah 45, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This verse indicates that all flesh shall see the glory of the Lord. Flesh almost seems like a disqualification to be involved with God's glory, but this is God's promise. If you are to see the glory, and it is to be revealed in you, then you must understand what it is, its purposes, and how to glorify God. The definition of glory. Glory is one of the most rich words of the English language. No single word can serve as a good synonym, but here are some words that describe glory. Honor, praise, splendor, radiance, power, exaltation, worthiness, likeness, beauty, renown, rank. When the word glory is used of God, it is an expression of His divine essence. The glory of God is His displayed excellence, beauty, majesty, power, and perfection of His total being. And remember, this wonderful glory is risen upon you. The source of glory. God is the source of the glory of which we speak. He is called the God of glory. See Acts 7:2. God is the one who gives glory to men. The prophet Daniel said to the king in Daniel 2:37, "For the Lord of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory." Characteristics of God's glory. Here are some important facts about God's glory. It is eternal. Psalm 104:31, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. 1 Timothy 1:17, Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 5:11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. See also 2 Timothy 2:10, 1 Peter 5:10, Galatians 1:5, and Hebrews 13:21. It is related to his majesty. Psalm 145:5, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wonderful works. The glory of his majesty is spoken of in Isaiah 2:10, 19, and 21. It is related to his voice, 1 Samuel 30:30, and then the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. It is related to his eyes. Isaiah speaks of the eyes of his glory, Isaiah 3:8. It is unique. God's glory is not given to another. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah 48:11. I will not give my glory unto another. It is related to his holiness. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Psalm 97:6. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. It is related to his name. John 12:28. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Deuteronomy 28:58. We are admonished to fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. It is above the heavens. Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Psalm 113:4. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. It is above the earth. Psalm 108:5 and Psalm 57:5. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. It is related to his kingdom. The kingdom of God is glorious. Psalm 145:11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Verse 12 also speaks of the glorious majesty of his kingdom. See also Daniel 7:14. It is related to his throne. God's throne is called the throne of glory. See 1 Samuel 2:8, Jeremiah 14:21, and Jeremiah 17:12. It is related to his work. The Bible declares God's work is honorable and glorious. See Psalm 111:3. It is related to his power. The word speaks of the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. It is great. Psalm 138:5. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. These passages indicate that God is marked by his glory, represented by glory, and surrounded by glory. Glory is a sign of his nature. To know God properly is to know him in his glory. Where God reveals his glory. In addition to explaining basic truths about God's glory, the Bible identifies where God reveals his glory. In creation. The first way God revealed his glory to man was in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Job provides several chapters detailing how God reveals himself in creation. See Job 38:41. Even in basic things like thunder and the waters, the glory of God is revealed. Psalm 29:3. Satan fights the truth of divine creation very hard with lies like the theory of evolution, because he knows God is revealed in creation. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In heaven and earth, the glory of God is demonstrated in both heaven and earth, as believers reveal him through praise, worship, and sharing the gospel with others. Psalm 57:11. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 72:19. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Habakkuk 3:3. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Leviticus 10:3. Before all the people I will be glorified. Numbers 14:21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:24. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Isaiah 6:3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Acts 7:55. When Stephen was dying, he saw the heavens open and saw the glory of God in heaven. By his acts, the acts of God reflect his glory. Psalm 145:10-13. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. In Jesus, the glory of God is reflected in Jesus, who possessed God's glory before the beginning. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou in me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. God was the source of his glory. Jesus did not seek his own glory. He glorified God. John 8:50. Jesus did not glorify himself. God glorified him. Hebrews 5:5. John 13:31-32. Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. See also John 17:1. 2 Peter 1:17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Here is what scriptures teach about the glory of God as it is revealed in Jesus. The disciples said of Jesus, We beheld his glory. John 1:14. The works of Jesus manifested his glory. John 2:11. He was raised from the dead in glory. 1 Peter 1:21. 1 Peter 1:11. He was received into glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. He will come in glory. Matthew 16:27. Matthew 24:30. Matthew 25:31. Mark 8:38. Mark 13:26. Luke 9:26. Luke 21:27. Titus 2:13. He will sit on a throne of glory. Matthew 19:28. Matthew 25:31. Mark 10:37. He will be crowned with glory. Hebrews 2:9. He is called the Lord of glory. James 2:1. Glory is to be ascribed to him even as to God. 2 Peter 3:18. Through suffering, Jesus brought us to glory, Hebrews 2:10. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus entered into his final glorified state, John 12:23, Luke 24:26, John 7:39, John 12:16. God reveals his promises and glory in Jesus, 2 Corinthians 1:20. We give glory to God through Jesus, Ephesians 3:21, Romans 16:27. In salvation, the glory of God is revealed in the plan of salvation, Psalm 21:5. His glory is great in thy salvation. Specific places. God has revealed his glory in specific places. In past times, he revealed it in specific geographical locations. He revealed his glory in the Old Testament tabernacle and temple. God revealed his glory in Israel and how he reveals it in the church corporately and believers individually. 1. Geographic locations. God told Ezekiel to go there into the plain and he would reveal his glory, just as he had by the river Chebar. Ezekiel 3:23. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, and I fell on my face. Ezekiel 8:4. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Moses was told to stand on a rock, and there God would reveal his glory. See Exodus 33:22. 2. In the tabernacle. The glory of God was revealed in the Old Testament tabernacle, Exodus 29:43, and there, in the tabernacle, I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. Exodus 40:34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Exodus 40:34 and 35. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because a cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Numbers 14:10. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. 3. The temple. God also revealed his glory in the temple during Old Testament times, Ezekiel 43:5. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Ezekiel 44:4. Then brought he me the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. Haggai 1:8. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, said the Lord. Haggai 2:7. I will fill this house with glory. 1 Kings 8:11. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:1-3. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. See also Exodus 40:34, Exodus 14:4 and 17, Exodus 16:10, Ezekiel 1:28, Ezekiel 8:4, Ezekiel 10:30-34, Ezekiel 11:22-23, 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, 2 Chronicles 7 1-3, 4 in Israel. Israel was chosen that they, in Jeremiah 13:11, might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for praise, and for glory, but they would not hear. It was said that God was the glory of thy people Israel, Luke 2:32. God said to Israel in Isaiah 49:3, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Isaiah 44:23, the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. But Israel failed to let God's glory be revealed in them in its fullness. Jeremiah 2:11, hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But thy people have changed their glory for that which thou doth not profit. 5. In the church. In New Testament times, God began to reveal his glory in and through a new group of people known as the church. Romans 9:4. Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Ephesians 2:19-22. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. God desires a glorious church, one that is filled with his glory, Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. 6. In individual believers. The church is composed of individual believers. In order for the glory of God to be revealed in the church corporately, it must be revealed in each believer individually. 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Pause now in your study and read Haggai 2:3-9. It is in the latter house, our bodies as temples, that the greatest glory of God will be revealed. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The glory, or treasure, is in earthen vessels. If it was in gold vessels, people would be attracted to the vessel instead of the content. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Romans 8:28-30, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. The glory of Christ. You already learned how God's glory is revealed in Jesus, but did you know that you are to be the glory of Christ also? Study the following verses. Isaiah 55:5, he hath glorified thee. Isaiah 43:7, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. We are to walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory, 1 Thessalonians 2:12. We are messengers of the church and the glory of Christ, 2 Corinthians 8:23. God foreordained that we should be the praise of his glory, Ephesians 1:12. Isaiah 62:3, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Romans 9:23, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of his mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Romans 15:7, Christ has received us to the glory of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, that ye would walk worthy of God who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. We are called unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, 1 Peter 5:10. 2 Peter 1:3, according to his divine power that given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 2 Thessalonians 1:12, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be the praise of his glory, Ephesians 1:12. Ezekiel 26:20, I shall set glory in the land of the living. God wants us to know the riches of his glory, Colossians 1:27. We are to be messengers of the glory. Early believers were called the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ, 2 Corinthians 8:23. 1 Chronicles 16:24, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. By now, you understand that you are to reflect God's glory, but you may be asking, where and how do I get this glory? The gift of glory. This wonderful glory of God has been reserved as a gift for you. Jesus said in John 17:22, the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. It is the Lord's desire that you receive the same glory with which he was glorified by the Father. It is a gift. All you have to do is claim it. Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. As you are changed by the word of God, prayer, and the experiences of life which you encounter, you are in the process of receiving this glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. The glory is reflected from the mirror, the word, to your life. God wants to take that which is utterly void of his glory and change it into an instrument that will reveal his glory. You are to be going from glory to glory, not defeat to defeat. God's glory is to be the mobilizing power upon you. Men are saying today as never before, we would see Jesus. God grant, as in Isaiah 60:19, that the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God and thy glory. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. May your cry be that as of Moses in Exodus 33:18. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And may it be as that of David, who longed in Psalm 63:2, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary.